Frank, you said you're supposed to make everything even. Sure enough, in the Maccabi, one said you were the greatest people than the other. You give an equal number of aliyahs in the first segment to those that you give in the second segment. So that's why the practice is that we remain, we always give seven aliyahs on Shabbos. And half of seven aliyahs is 3.5. So that's why we remain 3.5 aliyahs in the first segment and 3.5 aliyahs in the second segment. And the aliyah is Maccabi between the first segment and the second segment. The question is, what if the Gabbai decides to make her suffer? So there's a machlokes achayim regarding this. Most of the achayim hold that you only count the first seven aliyahs and the haistokers are disregarded. So you're always on the chabad, the two sedras, which will be, even if you're going to make many haistokers, and the second sedra, they'll both be equal with respect to the shiva kruid. Other achayim hold not. The Rush disagrees and he holds not so. The Magen Avraham in the Taz spoke about this. And Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Reish Pei Beis, and Arachayim Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rush is of the opinion that Zayin Kurim is the minimum, but if you give more than Zayin, it's not that these are the weaker aliyahs and that's tougher. If you give more than that, if you're giving Achron, let's say if you're giving 8 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs and 1 Hesaf, you have to give 4 and 4. And when the first sedra with the 4th aliyah, and you give the second sedra with Chamishi, if you decide to have 3 Hesaf, you're going to give Sachakol 10 aliyahs, you have to give 5 and 5, 7 sedra and Shish. That's why our Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, was Mahadir, that whenever you lay two sedras, you shouldn't make any Hosophus. You won't have any Machlokes. It could be that on the Tzav Mayelach, you can make up, that he mentioned in the name of the Bumer Goyim, that he said that the Tzav Mayelach is really one sedra, Kayodua. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's one sedra, so you don't have to. On a year when you're laying the Tzav Mayelach, you're just laying the half a sedra. Doesn't really mean that you're laying the whole sedra. So it's not that this year we're laying two sedras, not Mechubar. You're laying one sedra. It's talking about that's what the Roman Goyim is quoted by Rashaim Allah and saying that there are 10 sedras in Chumash Dvarim. And each sedra is, because it's Tzama Yelach is one. And it says each sedra is Mechubin Keneged, what's going to happen to the Jewish people in the each century of the Yelach HaShishi, after the year 5000.
According to the
Jewish
The
Mishnah says that Matthew was a design to Galilee.
Right. So
why? Because it was a Hasatah? No. The Gemara has a shadow whether Maftir is one of the minyan kruim, minyan ashiva or not. The halacha is a machlokes between the Tam and the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Tosafos quotes machlokes between the Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam in the Gila. Rabbeinu Tam holds a nikra din Maftir is oil in the minyan kruim. Go haray, then on the Tanis Dibur, you only give 3 aliyahs, and the 3rd aliyah. And the 3rd aliyah is the Maftir. So why is it that on a regular Shabbos and on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, we give 5 aliyahs, 6 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs, and then in addition to give markets, Rabbeinu Tam says, in order to be able to call a day is to make for himself. Because Rabbeinu Tam is clearly of the opinion that you're permitted to make for yourself not only on Shabbos, you're permitted to make for yourself on Yom Kippur and on Yom Tov also. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we're always making ourselves. Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, we always make for ourselves. Just on a time of steeple when you're forbidden to make for yourself, then we have to follow the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din is that Maftir is other than the Minyanakut. Maftir is one of the aliyah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that cannot be the reason why the Mishnah says that Maftir was a design of the aliyah. The Mishnah says that Maftir was a big insult and no one wanted to get Maftir. So in order to tease the fellow who's going to get the Maftir, the Gabbai had to give him a chunk of something. He used to throw in a bonus to give him Shachar. The guy who got Shachar knew that he's going to be stuck with Maftir. So what was the design of Maftir? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Maftir is earlier than the Minyanakut. That was one of the. It's not because it was a Haisot. His man is there, the Rabbi Natan says, our practice is to be Yotzi, they call our day is to be Mistalek, you call ourselves, so we make Haisot every Shabbos and every Yom Kippur and every Yom Kippur, and we have Maftir as a separate Aliyah. But Mikra Adin, Rabbi Natan says not so. So what was it, his man? Maybe it was a different reason. Maybe everybody was Mavis, I'm guessing. Maybe everybody was Mavis Sedra every week, so they all knew the Kriyas HaTorah with the truck. And the one who got the Aliyah had a lane, his Sedra, had a lane, his Sukkah. And maybe the Haftarah the people didn't know. So the guy who got Maftir would always be shouted at. This is wrong and that's wrong. They would always correct him.
Yeah.
But you could get an Aliyah also. Mishnah doesn't say a cut. The Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is you only give a cut to Master. It's a minute. But Mikvadin, Master is the same as all the other ideas. The cut can get any of it. The question, why does Master be zoned to cut?
You heard the way we do it. We lay it up to the end of the parasha, and the Master reads the last two sentences.
I think so. It didn't talk to him. I mean, if you want to walk out.
Do you have to hear it again?
I don't think so. You walk out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Hashem Yichol. The Gemara says, one walks out. One walks out. Not right to walk out. Right to walk out. You look good. Okay. Oh, when he learns the quicker from the novice. The Vilna Gaon, another person said that it's a Bala Master learns from a class, and it's demoting everybody, so they should all pay attention to it. The Bala Master learns from a printed Tanakh, or from a printed Kumish, but Ram should be Sali Yatar Hashem, Yamar Alpay. You cannot be demoting the other people if you're not learning the Tehak Sa. Tehak Sa means that it's used to Hesher, it's used to Bala Slap, it's with Yol, and so on. So the Gaon says whenever the one who gets Master lanes from the printed text, then you have to have another 9 people stay along with him because he cannot be motioning them. And everybody has to be motioning himself. Right. And others disagree, and others fall no, based on a Tesis and Shabbos talk. I don't have to see the Tesis and Shabbos later called Kitzma. Tesis has took shot in the Gemara. Maybe the requirement of Klap and Yo only applies to Chumash and to Megillah Tesis. Maybe the other people are being chosen, even if it's not even a la class of the yo, but also be kosher, but also be considered the Tehach Tzav. That's only by Medrash Rabbah, you have to say for Shalom. You're going to learn from the book of Yishai, you're going to say for Shalom of Yishai, you're going to learn from a Chumash. But that's for sure, even Tehach Tzav will agree with the Chumash. You're going to learn from the Tehach Tzav, and from a print of Yishai, and that's a this week's Haftar, so it comes from the Tehach Yishai, and the end of Yishai. Even so, the Chazanish writes, and Rashi Rish also thought that it was a big joke, they didn't believe at all that Chazan Moran Avram both say like that. If you have a printed Tanakh, according to that one opinion and thesis in Terapol Kitzvei, it could be that it has to do Shas Sefer of a novel. So the Chazanish writes that he doesn't think that that's correct at all. But it's nothing should be nothing. Printed means that it's printed on one piece of paper, all on one side of the page. You have printed on both sides of the page and then you put it together, but the holidays, that's not usually. It's printed the same way it's supposed to be written. It's supposed to be written a la clap of the yo. Instead of writing it like that, a Jewish person wrote it. It was small. Not that it's printed by God. It's written by a Jew on paper the same way it would have been written on parchment. So there's one day in places that has Jewish Tanakh. The way we have a printed Tanakh, that's Chazon Ish holds that it's not correct at all. The only thing is that the Baal Master cannot be moved to everybody by his laying, if he's not laying the Tehach Klal. One person says the Bracha, and then for the Bracha, you don't have to have the Bracha and the Tehach Klal. For the Bracha, he's moved to everybody. But then the Ekklal laying, he cannot be moved to them. Yeah. Yeah. The Bracha has to be a Gaon Shel Tzibur. If they just create something, you don't say the Bracha to the offering, you have to have a Tzibur together. If you have 10 people together, if you've already learned Kriya Sasari, you have 10 people together, one person says you drop it before, and then 10 people recite the stupid from the Navi, then they're all yours to not say. The passage at the very beginning of the parasha implies that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted Gerim in the Midbar. So the Aflor and the Sefer Panami Yotas HaLatayra, the famous Tukul Sefer, Panami Yotas HaLatayra, Baruch was one of the great Goyim, and he was one of the Rabbeinu of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was born and was raised as a little child in Frankfurt. He had two rabbis there. He had one was a kohen, one was a levi. Rav Nachman was a kohen. And the Baal HaFlor was a levi. The Baal HaFlor was a chassidishi. The Rebbe Rav Shmelke. He got stuck. He had a rabbonis. He had a rabbonis in Frankfurt. With non-chassidishi. So the Haplodi and Alevi. So and they describe the way the translator as a child was so inspired by the Maria and the Amitation when the Bala Flores was a lady, she used to wash the not matter of hands before Duchen in front of Shul. In the front of the shul by many German communities admitting that the Kanam Nordim walk out of the shul, so they missed the whole Chazaras HaShas, and they wash their hands with Duchening, they wash their hands in front of the shul. So they won't miss anything from the Chazaras HaShas, but everybody will see the way they're doing it. It used to be a Mara Nehedar, where the Haflo wash the hands of the Amnas Nadla. Morgan Avram says that a lady is not allowed to wash the hands of an Amoritz. The lady is a Tam Chacham, let's say Tabas Alvechik, is in shul, and the Kohen is going to Duchen is a much lower level of learning than he is. So then it says in the Magen Avraham that it's improper that a lady in Tam Chacham should wash the hands of a Kohen who is obviously an Amor. If he's a Tam Chacham, he's not as great as he is, so that's something that he should wash him. But he's obviously much lower level of learning than it says it should be done. But he used to, they were both becoming a Chacham. So he used to, the Haflo used to wash his hands. The Haflo has in his pupil stage, so he asked the Kash over here, how could they be Makabal Gem in the Midbar? The Gemara says that the Bnei Yisrael didn't do any Brit Mila in the Midbar. Because the Ruach, the wrong winds were blowing, or weren't blowing, and it was a Sakana to do with Brit Mila. So they didn't observe Mitzvah Mila. So how can you have a non-Jew come to convert a Gera? I've always got to have Mila, Mila, and Kurt. There was no Mila. But he gives a Teret on the Kash. There's a famous Pesach from a Pitzala Panavishu. Pitzala Panavishu was a great Rosh Hashiva. He was noted for his Tilpulim. He wrote a whole Tilpul, and he came to the conclusion that if you have a Goy who has a heart condition, or he has hemophilia, and it's medically dangerous for him to do a Mila, he can be Mizgar without Mila. He can become a Ger like a woman. A woman doesn't have a Mila. Let's say a non-Jewish woman. Marilyn Monroe converted, no? Like Ruth, she converted. All the Heiliges, Sakhanias, are converted. So when, let's say, a non-Jewish woman converts, so how does she become Jewish? Just by tefillah and mikvah. She doesn't have to have mila. So what if Tosfos says, what if a man is nichnas hagid? What if a man's gid is cut off? He's not trying to do mila. So Tosfos says in the Yeruvim, Tosfos quotes the name of Bala Lachas Tzedek, Zina Kisha, he could become a ger with tefillah law. So Rabbi Tzala had a whole simple, a whole shtickle Torah that what if the ger is not nichnas hagid? It's a man and he's not nichnas hagid. But it's medically dangerous for the person to have a mila, he may die. So you're not allowed to do a mila. There's dino ken nishra sagid, there's dino ken keva, then it becomes a ger, with that mila. Rav Chaim Oizer was furious about his psak, and he sent him a letter, and he's reading Yesh has a chew about this, and he quotes the letter from Rav Chaim Oizer, that chalila the chalila, that he shouldn't get involved in psak, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He sticks to his finger, to pull him in the shiva, telling him yeshiva, you shouldn't pass him any shadows, because he's pull him a little too much. He held that it was wrong. So see, the Haflo holds also not, because the Haflo is the kasha. How could the gear be misgayer? If it's medically forbidden to do milo, because it's dangerous, because the Yoch Tzvonis is not menashevet. But the Tzakonis, she sees it there, she holds that it can't be misgayer. So the Haflo is a different term. He doesn't say like our bintola, that it can be misgayer without milo. He says, the pshat was that it was a little bit of a Tzakonis. Meaning a Tzakonis, 50-50 Tzakonis, that is 50% chance he's going to die, or more than 50% chance he's going to die. That's ridiculous, because you know that the Shevet Levi, Kshamur Misachar Rizchi Yinsaru, Shevet Levi did observe Mitzvah Mila. If it was a real Sakana, so how did Shevet Levi observe Mila? They did Shalom Kedin. So what is Meshach Ben praising them that they did against the Din, that they put the lodge into Din? But the answer obviously is it's nowhere near 50-50. It's a far out Hashash. It's a Hashash Rav. So nonetheless, the Gemara says in Tzulis at the end of the first parish, we learned last year, that it's Tuach Mefashas Laholchu Achar Haroi, that you don't follow road. Okay, says you learn from the pasuk v'chai b'hem v'lo shi'amus b'hem any selfie called to him because nefasha is there for all the mitzvah faith. But when is it called the selfie called to him? So we always give the same marshal. Let's say a person has an ingram tonel on Shabbos morning, and there is a possibility that he may die, may be such a terrible infection that he may die. But if it would have been Sunday, he wouldn't rush to the hospital on Sunday. He wouldn't rush to call up a doctor and run. If it would be Monday, he wouldn't rush. He would wait till he has some time. But the Shabbos also, that's not called Pikuach Nefesh. That's not called Tzachos so much. Aye, but there is a chance that 1 out of 1,000 people may die. But if some sages say that a Tzachek of Echad Mina Yeles doesn't constitute a Tzachek Tzachonis Nefesh. So that's not called a Tzachek Tzachonis Nefesh. So what is? Even if it's not 50-50, it is a Tzachek Tzachonis. If Echad Mina Yeles, then it's not a Tzachek Tzachonis. So where do you draw the line? 1 out of 500. 999. When is it called the Tzachek Tzachonis? So the philosophy say, la loch, it depends if people are worry or not. So what if it's what if people have different personalities? Some people are more nervous than others. If a person is a hypochondriac and he's nervous, he's going to fall to pieces when he has the syndrome, Antonio. Just tell him to calm down, that it's not a suffix. Unless there's a doctor there, let's say I'm not nervous and the doctor says, I don't know what the sickness is, the doctor says you better go to the hospital. No, that's a suffix, even though I'm not nervous. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not entitled to an opinion on the matter. But if you're talking, the maneuver is that we have doctors and they're not so nervous. Or you don't have any doctors and the layman, the old ladies and all the sicknesses, whatever, they don't see that they're not so nervous about this. Then if the people who are there are not nervous, then it's not called the suffix sakanas. What if you have two people in the same situation? One is more nervous than the other. One feels that there may be a suffix sakanas, the others feel that it's not. So for and they're all in the same, they all have ingrown toenails. Seriously, all 20, all 10 fingers and all 10 toes, everything is ingrown toenails, whatever. And if they're really, so some of them are nervous and some of them are not nervous. So they're suffix kaimagipaskin. The biography of the Chazon Ish says, Chazon Ish passed based on the Chazon Ish, that those who are nervous is called Tzavik Sakana. Those who are not nervous is not called Tzavik Sakana. So that's exactly what the Haflor said. The Panami office right there over there. He came a little earlier than Tzavik Sakana. He says that that's the shot. Why did Shevet Levi fulfill Bris Mila in the Midrash? The other people didn't. So who was right and who was wrong? So he says, they're both right. So Levim had more big talking, so they weren't so nervous, and it was a Tzavik Rachar. It wasn't Tzavik Echadmini Eller. Such a far-fetched suffix, so no one had the right to be nervous. It wasn't a 50-50 suffix, it wasn't 49-51 either. It was a chveis, one out of 150 or something like that, one out of 100. So the Levim were not nervous, they had the tochen that shenem mitzvah dovaro, shvuchem mitzvah mitzvah, they weren't nervous. So they fulfilled mitzvah mila, nothing happened. As far as B'nai Yisrael were concerned, they were nervous, yes, the rest of the shvuchem were nervous, they're nervous, and it didn't say, then it's called the shvuchem lakonah. So you don't fulfill a mitzvah. So the Panami office says that when do you have this din, that even if it's a far out suffix, you still say that that it's called the suffix sakana because of the pasuk v'chai bohem. And Tosha says in the end of the first parak in Sudas that pasuk has the connotation v'chai bohem lo shiyamzben. Tosha says it based on the Gemara in the last parak in Yuma. We discussed yesterday, Sukkim quoted in the last parak in Yuma, discussed how do you know the source of the din of Kruach Nefesh, Derech HaShabbos, and Derech HaKippur, Derech HaKalot HaKippur. The Gemara quotes various pasuk. So one Tana after the other, every Tana has a pasuk. And then Shmuel comes up and he says, if I would have been a Tana, I would have said a different pasuk. V'chai bohem lo shi'amukha. Then Rava says that Shmuel, who wasn't a Tana, his pasuk is better than all the pasukim of all the Tana. Right? Because from all the pasukim of all the Tana, you can only prove that a vada is sakona is Derech HaShabbos. But a tzavik sakona, 50-50, in the pasukim of the Tana, you can't prove that it's Derech HaShabbos. And now Shmuel says, v'chai bohem lo shi'amukhan. So that pasuk has the connotation of even a tzavik is also Derech HaShabbos. Tosfos at the end of the first parak in Yuma, the end of the first parak in Sukkot adds on that based on that Gemara in the end of Yuma, not only does that pasuk v'chai bohem v'lo shi'amukhan tell you that if it's a 50-50 suffix is derech, it also has a connotation of even a suffix arocha, even one out of 100, one out of 200, whatever the suffix that the person is nervous about, or if the person is not nervous, but he would jump off of the Empire State and wouldn't be nervous either. This guy he goes skiing and he does all kinds of wild things. He's a reckless driver and so on. But that's if normal people would be nervous. Even if normal people wouldn't be nervous, and he was nervous. And that's also learned out in the pasuk. Chai bohem lo shi'amukhan, that any suffix that people are nervous about is considered a suffix sakana. So the Haflor says, but that pasuk only says by B'nai Yisrael, it doesn't say by Nachum. So for Nachum, he's called his gayer. And he has to be mal himself with Shengeris first. And there's a 50-50 chance that he may die, so then we're not allowed to accept him as a gayer. But it's less than 50-50 as it was in the Nidro. It wasn't a 50-50 suffix that he's going to die, because the Medim wouldn't have done the meal. And it wasn't 49-50 either. It was 1% chance, half a percent chance of something. One out of 100, one out of 200, something like that. It wasn't such a suffix that thing. But that's why the Medim were not nervous. So the Nachrim who came to his Gayer, we would tell him, look, brother, you want to be this guy, you have to be Mal. The guys were nervous, and he said, take it or leave it. You don't want to become a Gayer, so don't be Mal. But then there wouldn't be a prohibition against the Ger, Havol, his guy, to be mal himself if it's not a real Sadr Shachan. It's just, it's all in his mind. It's not a real Sadr Shachan. It's just that he's nervous about the fact that there's a 1% chance that he may die. So he tells, so don't become a Ger. You want to become a Ger? So do be mal. And we won't be violating anything by being mal. We're not killing him. It's not a real Sadr Shachan. So the pasuk V'chai Bahem only applies to the name. That's what the Haflor is. But you see, from this Haflor, you see from the Haflor wasn't a Rashid. It was a big choice. Sif and the Haflora, that he holds number one, like the Chaim Oiz against the Bittul of Panavision, that a ger abon is gayer and is a hemophiliac, he cannot be nizgayer without nida. The belly puzzle like that. He cannot be nizgayer without nida. And you see number two, that he holds like the Chofetz Chaim's stock and the Chazanish's stock. That if two people are in the exact same predicament, and it's a suffix takon, but it's not 50-50, it's much less than that. So for the person who's nervous, we label it as a suffix takon. The person who's not nervous, it's not a suffix takon.
But if we
wouldn't be able to convert him. That's what he says. He has the kasha. How could they convert him? You can't do mila. You're forbidden to do mila on him because it's a suffix takana. And you're forbidden to do mila, so you can't be mekabel him as a gift. So it doesn't say you can be mekabel him without mila. It must be that they were allowed to do mila.
What would it
be normal to do mila? Not to say related or? The Gemara says that himo yimo hamo yimo, that a goy cannot be a moyo, but a Jew, even if he's not gemal, can be the moyo.
So the fact that since without them,
I don't know, the Haflor thinks that not. He thinks that that pasuk v'chai b'hem, that even a far out suffix takana is also there for all the Yisuri Torah, is only Nemar Yisrael. But if it's a goy, so it's not considered that we're suffix killing a goy. Because the rov is that we're not killing him. It would be forbidden. That's a question, based on what? That's an achloikis to Rambam and Tesis. In the end of Perek Ben Torah Moria, if a goy's life is the sakana, is he permitted to violate an aver or not? Let's see, Abu Dizorig or the Arias. Is he Shvichas Dom? Certainly not. But what about Abu Dizorig or the Arias? What about Eid Menachai? To save his life. Post can discuss it, but if the Kuach Nefesh is there to anything by now. So the Aflah assumes that the real Kuach Nefesh does apply. But far out self, it doesn't apply.
Didn't you know last year about
that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Panovich said, that a ger who is unable to do milo because of his medical condition can become a ger. That's exactly his mahalach, a long, long, long. Gamliel also has such a suggestion in the tshuva. He also wants to say such a thing, just like Rabbi Yitzchak Panovich said, that the ger, habogis guy who has a heart condition or whatever, he's forbidden to be mal, should be able to, he says it should depend on a machlag. So he's showing the whole circle in his tshuva compared to a ger. But Chaim Eisen said it's all wrong. La halacha we should pass from Eretz Yisrael. Even a prophet, something stuck on it. If the people are nervous, the parents are nervous about it, then you're not allowed to do the Jewish. The pasuk continues to say, "Loi tzen lo atzmo lo karesis adis hazoshes." So Allah has this piece of Jewish that is making not only for the people who are here, "Kis hashem yeshna poimano amin ayam et hashem enen poimano amin ayam." Rashi quotes that this Jewish is being made with the doros of Stephen Leos. That's the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shavuot. So you see from this Gemara, the way the Gemara understands the Pasuk, the Pasuk Shat Pasuk, that Klal Yisrael consists of all of the people who were Jewish, past, present, and future. Everybody's included in Klal Yisrael. And since they're all treated as one unit, it's not some a collection. Klal Yisrael is not some a collection of people. It's a new chesed with Niyatma. So therefore, if a Christian Christ was entered upon, it was an Olah, and a Shavuot, and a Kabbalah, and Chai is done by Klal Yisrael many, many, many generations ago, that's binding on all the future generations, because we are also part of that one unit. We are also part of Klal Yisrael. The thing is, if I take a Shavuot, I take a Neder, it's not binding on my children. But if Klal Yisrael took a Shavuot, Klal Yisrael takes a Shavuot, then it's binding on all of Eretz Avon, because we're all part of the same unit as Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a different chetz, it's not a collection of individuals. The Balinus in Europe used to say all this, and it says in Mishnah and Shkolim, that the Kohanim, in the days of the second Beis Hamikdash, didn't like to pay Machsa Shekel money. They didn't want to give Machsa Shekel. So they claim that they're forbidden to give Machsa Shekel. They had a pshetim based on the concept they're not allowed to give Machsa Shekel. It says in the Torah that Minchas Kohen is called Tia Loise Yocha. The Kohen brings a card to Minchas, and don't do Kmitzim, bring the Kohen son of his bear, and then have the Shiori HaMincha eaten by the Zichar Kuhn and the Azore, like a regular Mincha. No, Kolo Toktor. Burn the whole Mincha on his bear. There's no Kmitzim done, just burn the whole thing. So the question is that the Makkah Shekel money is used to purchase Karbonas HaTzibur. And among the various Karbonas HaTzibur, is the Minchas Omer, which is offered on Pesach. And the Minchas Omer, you do a kmitza, you burn the kindness on the Mizbeach, and the Shiori HaMincha is Mechal by the Zichu Kunitz. So the Kohanim said, how are we permitted to participate in Matzah Shabbat? We're going to give Shkolah money, and then it's going to come Pesach, we're going to bring the Korban HaOmer, and we're going to eat. And the Kohanim are going to eat, some Kohanim are going to eat the leftover, the Shiori HaMincha, the leftover part after the done after the Haftarah. It's an Easter. Minchas Kohen Kohen Kiyach, Loisei Yachal. So it must be the Hachreach has arisen in the Pesukim that Kohanim don't have to give Matzah Shekel. There's another opinion that the Levim don't give either Matzah Shekel, not based on Atos, based on a different marker. And then one Tana says in the Mishnah that they're all wrong. HaKohanim Dorshim Mishra Zer Yatman. Not only is it not true that Kol Kohen HaShekel is a Chaytei, not only is it not true that if the Kohen gives Matzah Shekel, he'll be sinning, but the reverse is true, Kol Kohen Shein HaShekel. But if the Kohen doesn't give Matzah Shekel, he is the one who's sinning. The din requires that he does have to give Matzah Shekel. How do you answer the kasha from the pasuk? Minchas Kohen Kol Tiyah Lo Tiyachel. And how do you eat the Shiori HaMincha of the Minchas HaOmer? So the Mishnah never answers. So Bali Musa always used to say in Europe, that's what Benchik used to say, because Bali Musa said in Europe that there's a Minchas HaYachid, and then there's a Minchas HaTzibur. Minchas HaTzibur is not like a Minchas HaShutzim. There is no such thing as a Minchas HaShutzim. But if there would have been, a Minchas HaTzibur is not a Minchas HaShutzim. That itself is a riot. If there's no such thing as a Minchas HaShutzim, let's say two people decide they want to volunteer together to bring a carbon oil. So you could bring an oil of Yachid, you could bring an oil of HaShutzim. You could bring a Shalmi Yachid, two people together, 25 people a group, 150 people a shul, 500 people if they want, they can put up money and buy a shlamin. You see, a shalmi tzibur, a shalmi shulchan, buy a shlamin, brought by shulchan, why not? But in mincha, we learn after the passage, there's only a mincha sayachid, there's no, mincha is not bought by shulchan. It's not bought by shulchan, how do you have an institution, a mincha sayachid? But the answer is, it's not a shulchan. It's not a combination of many people together. Tzibur is one unit. What's the one unit? Klal Yisrael. So if you would have had such a thing as a mincha sayachid, happens that it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. You would have had such an institution, a Minchas HaShutzim. One of the Shutzim would have been at Kohen. Then you would have had this problem that Kohanim used to taina. How can you wouldn't be able to do Kmitzah and then eat the Shiori HaMincha, because it says in the Torah, HaMinchas Kohen Kolosi Lo Tziyachel, you're not permitted to eat the Shiori HaMincha. Hashenikain, now that we assume that there's no such thing as a Minchas HaShutzim, but there is such a thing as Minchas HaShibur, so what's the answer? Isn't that Shutzim? The answer is it's not a Shutzim, it's not a collection of various people. It's one unit. The Klal Yisrael is treated as one unit. So that one unit is Mishkan Kohen, Mishkan Levi. Mishkan Klal Yisrael. It's not Kohen. There are Kohanim who are individual Kohanim who are members of the Klal Yisrael. But when you speak of labeling Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's not called a Kohen. So that's the answer to the time that the Kohanim had with Manamich. So that's exactly why the Shvua that was taken by Avot Avoteinu and Arvis Moyal, it's binding on all the Doros HaGoyim, because we treat the whole Klal Yisrael as one unit. That's exactly what the Gemara has in Sochem and Perek Melachim Shenogu. And you have in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch like that there are different types of minhagim. There's a minig ha-yochid. A guy has his own private minig. He learns Mesil Shishon every Thursday night. His own private minig. He learns Tanya every Wednesday night. Whatever. If I bring it every Tuesday night. Private minig. Then you have a minig ha-mishpachet. Then you have a minig ha-ir. Then you have a minig ha-Klal Yisrael. Yeah, minhagim. Let's say a minig. Why is a minig binding? A minig is binding mitam neder. That's how the Rishonim say, based on Igmar and Idarim. But a minig is considered as if the person had said he's mekabel al atzmo the neder to observe the site, but he didn't say. And then you have a klal that a neder is only binding if it's levatik b'sasai. Neder should be shavu levatik b'sasai lahar lahit. That's possible in parshas Vayikra. So the Achrayim answer, the Rishonim and Achrayim answer that the only time you need levatik b'sasai is if it's nidri harushus. But a nidri mitzvah, it's treated like hegdish, like hafikoshes korbanos. The Gemara Shavuos learns that from the pasuk Kol Nadiv Leivoy Lo Sevi, which the pasuk of Divrei Yomim, that those who would volunteer to be magdish of korban oila, the korban oila became kadosh the Nadiv Salei, just in machshava alone. That the Nadiv to hafikoshes korbanos, you don't need lebati to pesach. The Rishonim say, the machlokes and Rishonim, the Tanya Rishonim say that it's the rush, hafikoshes tanis kol. But it's loved up to Kol Nadiv Leivoy Lo. He says the person is mekabel tainus beligo. He's mekabel tosefes tainus. Let's say he wants to be mostly mekabel lakodesh beligo. Wants to be mekabel yom kippur early. He wants to be mekabel beligo to fast tomorrow. I read in the tainus mumach. It doesn't say it. He's meharis beleg. But Rabbi Tam says that zehir beleg is enough because it's the same as korban. And then we show him hold that Rabbi Tam is saying it's not only the idea to kindness, the kindness is the same as karbonis. The same is true regarding all the three mitzvahs. That any nether mitzvah, nether l'davatari, is karbon achshavah. That's the whole basis of the dinam and hagim. And hagim are binding, meaning is binding upon nether. So the question is, that's minig ha-minig ha-yachid. Now, how do you have a minig ha-mishpacha? How do you have a minig ha-tzibur? How do you have a minig kolitzra? And the rabbis clearly have such things. Take a marshal, a person doesn't want to wait 6 hours in the place she's familiar. So can he make a haftaras in the dark? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person has a minig ta'id and he decides he doesn't want to continue with the minig ta'id, he can make a haftaras in the dark. So the Pashto says that that's only if it's a minig ha-yachid. If he starts, I start a minig ta'id, but I go to the Kuretan Tani every Wednesday night, I go to the Shul Shamshi every Thursday night. Now I decided, whatever, I'm overburdened with college work or whatever it is, Gemara. He's too busy, he has no time, so he wants to have a haftaras in the dark. So on that, you can have on a private ned there, a private minig toiv, you can have a haftaras in the dark. But it's a minig that all the Jews from that part of the world had a minig to wait 6 hours in the inflation of the milk. You have to get the whole cloudy soil, you have to get that section of the Jews, get all the Jews from Galicia and Poland and Russia and all those parts of the world to be matanetta. If they'll all be matanetta, that'll be the end of that minig toiv. But if you can't get everybody to be matanetta, you can't be matanetta all on your own. It's not a private minig. So where does it come from, this institution, that a minig toiv is binding upon nether? Why should I be down by the nether that my great-grandfather took? A group of people took a nether in the days of the Rif and the Rambam to wait 6 hours between Pesach and Milk, and so it's binding on me. So the answer is yes, based on this theme in the Pesach. That's exactly what this was. The priest and Rif was entered into by a Shavua, but all over Shavua. And the Shavua that was taken, we say a person is Mujbil Yayim in the High Sinai. The Gemara says, when a person has to like fill him, he has to put on tzitzis and so on, he has to eat matzah. The Gemara writes the lashon is mushbav yom ha'asin. What do you mean? I'm mushbav yom. I wasn't there. I didn't take a shvu. My neshama was there. My neshama takes a shvu. It's not binding. You have to have a living person, flesh and bones, take a shvu. Neshama's shvus are not binding. So the answer is, it doesn't matter. Since Klal Yisrael took the shvu, the Torah is Klal Yisrael, and I'm a member of that Klal Yisrael, so it is binding. The neshama was there, affected, and I'm looking at the level that we all have a certain sense of Yerushalayim. But halacha is that's not why the dina has held up down. When you go to the family also, we treat the whole family as one unit. It's a minute hashit that we treat the whole family as one unit. This should really also. This should really, the nikra dina should only apply to a minigat polystyle. Minig of Kali Yisrael should be done in Mitam Nerek. But then Mitam Minig, we treat the Minig of Ir, the Minig of Mishpacha is also with the Ir and the Mishpacha were a unit. Then we don't have Mishpacha in our life. Right. You can't be Mivati, you can be Mishpacha. Right. You have the Minig of Hakehilas. The Hakehilas were they expected. If you get the whole Kehillah to be Nishal on that minute, then it would be okay. Because now you didn't get the whole community where you come from to be Mata, that letter, then you can't be Mata the
Mata. All
over the life today, understand it. They'll all be started to one minute about the minute. Shot on Yeruday, the very first shot on Yeruday. Sing and I'll talk to that doctor. Sounds like he says that, yes.
That would be
mine. Sounds like.
And then they go to say,
you
must head out there. You go to people's homes, they don't give breakfast. You know, the troops is all up. So you're doing it for 20 years all up. And then now you're outside, you've got a room where they can't give breakfast. Once you get married, that is writing the victim.
I don't know. That's the question. How far you go? That's called loy re'inu ain't arayu. Loy re'inu ain't arayu. But the shachter is just kovei a minute. The question is how far do you go with that?
Yeah,
in the beginning of Yeruday, they quote that even a woman is permitted to shech today. But the minig is that we don't allow women to do shechit. So we have to kasha. I loy re'inu ain't arayu. Just for centuries and centuries, we never heard that a woman was a shocheter. Therefore, it's arayu that a woman is forbidden to shech. The shachter says no. It's not a kasha. It's not that it's arayu that a woman is forbidden to shech. Maybe a woman is permitted to chef, no right, but the minig is that they don't chef. The loy reinu, although it's not a raya, but it's kaveh what the minig is. The minig is that they don't chef. Even though there wasn't a conscious effort exerted to see to it that the women don't share. We never heard that there was a consciously the Dafke, they didn't allow women to share. That's the way it turned out. The women never were interested in becoming the shofet. They were interested in raising families and helping out their husbands. Still, the shofet is at Loi Rina, you're right, but it didn't convey anything. Yeah, so
it's right.
So that's it. So Shasta's a woman, they shef, and you can write in. But the minute is that they don't shef. So Loi Reinu is ain't a raya, she's not, cannot serve as a raya that something is wrong. Other, other, fakir, it is a pasuk in Shmuel, but it's the fact that the woman may shef. Right, but it's kaveh that the minute is that they don't shef. I don't know. It's further shy. It's a major right. It's a major shine. It's a custom to stuff that. How far do you go with them in home? You just give me a shot. The pasuk at the end of this, the first section of the Tzavim says, "Hanistaros Hashem Rokeinu Amidlos Vano Vanein Arul Maasis Kol Diri Atera Zoy." So Rashi quotes from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Bachman Gimel that this pasuk is the source of the Din of Kol Yisrael Arevim. The Gemara understands the word lasos to see what the others do, not that we should do. The Gemara says that one who forces someone else to give stock gets more reward. The gabbat stock gets more reward than the one who just gives stock on his own. God lahamaase yoyisem and oisem laasa ala gitti hamaase get merusa. When you force someone to give, it's called to get merusa. So the Gemara understands the process. Amigalos lono venein arelam laasos. To see to it that the other people do the mitzvah and that the other people don't do the other, to force the other. Yeah, you have to demonstrate that through Shabbos and so on. Under certain things that the halacha requires, you have to demonstrate it's a din. You have to have a moira hara to decide, and like any din in the Torah, you have to decide when yes and when no. But there is such an institution, it's not just that it's hefker petrushki, everybody does whatever they want. It's not just that each guy is for himself. The Torah says, lasos, we have an obligation to see to it that all the other Jews also do the mitzvah. That's the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim, that is it, the din of Arvus. The din of Arvus, the Gemara has both been against the mitzvah and been against the Averis. You have to try to teach that the other people don't do Averis, and if you don't bother, then you will be punished for their Averis. And you have to try to teach that the other people do mitzvah. And if they can't do the mitzvah on their own, you have to help them out to enable them to do the mitzvah. Even to the extent, Rashi, in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, has the following interpretation. All the Rishonim have to seem to agree with Rashi. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says that a woman cannot be the balas tokeya, and the women's minion, okay. The women have their own prayer group on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, she can seek to be balas tokeya, she can stand ahead and do whatever she wants. But the men's minion, a woman cannot be the balas tokeya on Rosh Hashanah because she's kotach in the mitzvah. The Mishnah says, like a kotach. A woman is like a cherish ha'etu kotach, the kid. A woman has the same size as a cherish ha'etu kotach, and whoever's not mechlid b'davar, cannot be motzei achem dechot. The same thing in Eved Tanaini, cannot be bal tokeh because he's part of the mitzvah of Kiyoshet. Whoever is not mechuyi bedover cannot be motzei acherim idei chayvot. So what's the din if somebody was already yoytzei Kiyoshet? I already heard Kiyoshet. So I'm no longer mechuyi bedover. So can I go to the hospital later or to the old age home later and blow shofar for the people who didn't hear Kiyas? You should say I'm no longer mechuyi bedover. But mishe ain't mechuyi bedover, ain't motzei acherim idei chayvot. He cannot be motzei bedover. So the Gemara has the shayla, the same as Kiddush. What if I already was yet to Kiddush and then somebody comes in who didn't hear Kiddush yet? But can I repeat Kiddush a second time for the purpose of being made to him if I don't need it myself? So the Gemara says, the Gemara has the shayla at the end of the third paragraph of Hashanah. The Gemara says, comes to the conclusion that yes, that even if Yotza, mostly, even if I already was yet to Kiddush, I was ready yet to Kiddush, I can repeat Kiddush and I can blow again the Kiddush to someone else. Yotza can be Moshe. So Rashi is bothered with the question, why not? Why don't you say, since the Yotza already is no longer called the Mechuyi B'dova, he's not Mechuyi B'dova, he's saying, Mechuyi B'dova, why is the din so that Yotza is Moshe? Rashi has a comment that Adam Hashem spoke, Adam Hashem used, they call Yisrael HaRevim Zeb or Zeh. What does it mean? That even though I already was Yotza Kiddush, and I already heard Kiyosh HaYifer, but Kozman, that there's one Jew in the world who wasn't Yotza Kiddush yet. Kozman, there's one Jew in the world who wasn't Yotza Kiyosh HaYifer yet. It's considered as if I wasn't fully yotzei my obligation of kiddush and my obligation of kiddush. So therefore, I'm a dying lo yotzei. I'm still called a mechuyi b'dover. I'm a little bit mechuyi. The basic mitzvah of kiddush, I was yotzei. But the din of Arvus makes it that I wasn't fully yotzei my chiyuv of kiddush. But I still have, in a certain sense, I still have an obligation of kiddush and kiddush. So therefore, when I blow shofar the second time, I'm not only being moitzi him, I'm being moitzi myself and him together. That's why the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, back in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He says, based on the Gemara Megillah and the Gemara Brachas, that what if the Baal Tekeya, who already was Yotzi in Shul, wants to blow a second time in order to be Moitzi the Chosim and the in the hospital in the old age home? What if the Baal Tekeya wants to put Katan in his ears or earplugs so that when he blows Shofar, he won't hear anything? The second time. When he blows the second time, he won't hear. He doesn't have to hear. What does he have to hear? He was ready to hear Shofar the first time. He's only blowing now that the other people should be Yotzi, that the Chosim and the Kedim should hear. And they don't have any earplugs. They're listening, just that he's not hearing. What does he have to hear? The Avnei Nezer has a raya from the Gemara that they wouldn't be yotze. But because when you say yotza moitze, even though I was ready yotze tkir shofar, when I blow a second time to be moitze the others, they can be yotze. That's because when I'm blowing the second time, I'm still mechuyev bedover. I'm blowing for myself and for the other person. The shutfas, together. So I have to blow for myself and for him. So if I have cotton in my, if I have earplugs and I can't hear the tkir the second time, I can't be yotze, then he can't be yotze either. There is no din that yotze or moitze. Even though I was yotze, I can be moitze you without being moitze myself. No. I can only be moitze you if at the same time I'm being moitze myself, because I wasn't fully yotze because now there's still another Jew in the world who wasn't yotze. That's what the Avnei Nezer has a right from my Gemara, from a Gemara in Brachas, from a Gemara in Megillah, that he cannot have an earplug at the time that he blows the second time. The question is, because it sounds very homiletic. This is so. Because my that is one Jew in the end of the world who wasn't Yotze is considered this, I wasn't fully Yotze in my mitzvah. And if I'm still mechuyev bedover, it's al derech hadrush, no? Tafi halacha like that. The Shagatai says, yes, taka drush. Shagatai has a siman and a sefer, he says, it's only good for mitzvahs derabbanan. Mitzvahs deraisa is no good. He says, on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, if I already was Yotze to keep from shul, and I'm going to go to the old day come to blow for them, he says, I can't be mechuyev. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas Aron Derabbanan. Or on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Meir Kailas, the Tzolim and Hub, the Mehechetes. I, the Gemara says it in the case of Kiddush, the Gemara says it on Kiddush, and the Gemara says it in Brachas, that Kiddush is Deraisa. So the Shagatari claims that if you look carefully in the last Rashi in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi comments that the Gemara is talking about Kiddush on Yom. How did Rashi have Rosh Hashanah talking about Kiddush on Yom? Let's talk about Kiddush on Shabbos. So he says that's the reason why, because Rashi holds that Kiddush on Yom is only Derabbanan. The Magamishna writes in the end of the Shabbos, the Kiddush on Yom is only the Rabbanon. The Rashi apparently thinks like the Magamishna, Kiddush on Yom is only the Rabbanon, so with respect to Mitzvah the Rabbanon, you can say, Yotza Moitzi, but with respect to real Mitzvah the Raisa, like Kiddush on Shabbos, which is a Mitzvah on Torah, you couldn't possibly say, Yotza Moitzi. That's impossible. Not so. There is no such thing. The Gemara says that in a year to Baramin of Shtam and Baramin Yari Ha'ish, other brothers. But not in a year to Kiddush. Kiddush is a thing that Rashi couldn't do. And then he says that this is the Kavan of Rashi and Masechet Brachas and Daf Memcher. But the Gemara seems to say there that if I didn't eat, but other people did eat, Kidei Sviya, the other people like right, Kidei Sviya, they move to bench Brachas and Mazma and Atar. And they don't know how to bench. They're on the horse, they don't know how to bench. So can I bench to be most of them? The Rashi says, I can't bench to be most of them. So he says, no, Mikra, then you would have said, you have some most of them, already that you should be most of them. But over here, not, because how can he say, Bosh, Shalom, 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 how can he state a lie? Now, thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for eating a delicious meal if he didn't eat. He can't be Dervish Karm, it's a technical problem. But Rashi holds not so. Rashi seems to hold that Mikra, Adin, you cannot be most of the other person. So the parallel is, like, say, yes, why not say, Yotz HaMoitzi. So the Shagat says that's why, because Birchat HaMazon, when you ate bread today, Sviyas is in their eyes, you don't say Yotz HaMoitzi. This is how he interprets the tour in the name of the Goyim, because the Shabbos, the tour quotes the Shem HaGoyim, that on Kiddush on Shabbos, you don't say Yotz HaMoitzi. He interprets that that's the Kavanah Sagan. Kiddush on Shabbos is their eyes. The Gemara only says it to be Moitzi somewhere else, Kiddush on Yom, because Kiddush on Shabbos not. That's what he says. No, it's a Chiddush Nifla, we don't hold like that. Minig Olam is certainly not so. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when the Tkiyas had their Raisa, it's a Minig B'chol Oil of Kuloi, that somebody who is ready to eat the Tkiyas goes to the old age home, whatever, to blow for the other people. So we don't follow that Rosh Hashanah. We don't follow this Shabbat side. We have a different Shabbat than all the Rosh Hashanah. We have a completely different Shabbat. The first one have a different Shabbat than all the Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Shabbat side has. So this whole story that Yotza Moitzi is based on the assumption that it's considered that if you still mechuyev bedavur, the Pope Shetel is only good on a level of the Rabbanah. He claims on a level of the Raisa, it's no good. We don't accept his opinion.
But So when we say by Kiddushin Shabbos, since that by Shmoneh Esrei, so the husband should have the negative tamon, so he should be able to yotzei tzedakah at all.
He might see his wife.
He should have negative tamon.
That's a new problem. That's a new problem. The Rosh and Brochus on Daf Memches and that Daf makes a statement that there's no din of Orvis by women. Kacha. That Orvis is only Kodesh al Rebbe, that there's only men. By women, there's no din of Orvis. So the Poskim, the Mishkan Brewer, in the beginning of the Hilchas Kiddush, quotes this whole discussion. So the Poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gavim of Ovra, the Haoris has the Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Kiveg has a Tshuva, and has a Thomas here. Mishkan Brewer has a long Shalach, and so the first can ask a question, so if a husband ready to go say Kiddush Shul, Kiddush Tefillah, because the requirement to Kiddush Ala Yayin is assumed only to be the Rabbanon. The Rambam and most Poskim hold that Kiddush Ala Yayin is only the Rabbanon. And our third Kiddush B'dvarim. So when the person daven Ma'ariv and Shul, so he was Yotzei Kiddush Medaraisin. So how can, that's the Kasha Liyas, how can he come home and recite Kiddush for his wife? If the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. If the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv, the Gemara says that women are obligated to recite Kiddush Menatayr on Shabbos. If the wife is mechuyev kiddush min haTorah and the husband was yotzei kiddush min haTorah, he's only mechuyev kiddush min haRabbanon, that it should be ala yayin min haTorah, he's yotzei already. So you say yotzei moitzi. Once he was yotzei, he can still recite kiddush and say in time to be moitzi his wife. But the Rosh makes the comment that there's no orvis on women. That's the taina that the pasuk says. Some pasukim say that you should have in mind when you daven ma'ariv on Friday night not to be yotzei kiddush deraisa, so that when you come home and you recite kiddush ala yayin, that will be the kiddush deraisa. That's the assumption. And others say that it's a misunderstanding of the Rosh, but the Rosh only said that women don't have any orvus on behalf of men. But men do have orvus on behalf of women. The men are mechuyev to see to it that the women fulfill the mitzvah. The women are not mechuyev to see to it that the men fulfill the mitzvah. The Rosh is speaking about whether a woman is mechuyev to go out of her way to be moitzi a man. The men for the women, the women for the men. Hakel, bakel, mikel, everybody. What did the Rosh mean? The Rosh says mafurish or kiveg in the tshuva. Says the Rosh and mafurish a different thing. If there's a mitzvah that women are pater from, so not only are they pater from fulfilling the mitzvah themselves, they're not mechuyev to see to it that the men fulfill the mitzvah. Orvus is not a separate obligation. Orvus is an extension of the obligation of the mitzvah itself. If I already blew shofar and there's one Jew in the end of the world that didn't blow shofar yet, so my mitzvah of tia shofar is not yet complete. I wasn't fully yet, but if the woman is not mechuyev with kiyah shofar, she's not mechuyev. She's not mechuyev to see to it that the men fulfill with kiyah shofar. That's what the Rosh said. They never meant to say in either direction that women don't have orders for men, men don't have orders for women. Rav Kiveg says the whole thing is a mistake. Those are the three pshatim in the Acharon and what the Rosh was driving at. Some said that the Rosh meant to say there's no orders in either direction. Others meant to say, no, there's no orders. The women don't have orders on behalf of the men. The men do have orders for women. Rav Kiveg said the whole thing is a Torah's Meikorah. But in the Chumash we said, Tapchen the Sheikh, and everybody's all together, then it says, Orvus, this is the Pasha of Kodesh Ola Reim Zavidah. So there's Orvus in both directions, just on a mitzvah that the women are potter from, and that, they don't have any Orvus. And the same thing with, there's a mitzvah that I'm potter from, so I don't have any Orvus. Anybody else?
It's simple, the negative one, it's like, why is that Marah?
Okay, okay. The Chassam Sofer has a different reason why you have to have negative Kavanah. And the Shmona has nothing to do with the women. Even a single person also, he says, should have negative kavanah, and he says it's assumed that you have negative, you have kavanah, shalom, arkei, kiddush. Why? He says, because when the Chachamim made a takona that you should say kiddush ala yayin, the nature of that takona was that you should be yotzei kiddush deraisa ala yayin. Not that you should be yotzei kiddush deraisa however you want and then repeat kiddush. To satisfy the requirement of the Rabbanah to repeat kiddush ala yayin. He said, no, the takana the Rabbanan was to be yet to the kiddush deraisa ala yayin. But he says, it's assumed that like a tonight bezni says, it's assumed that, but everybody davens ma'ariv, it's assumed that they had kavanah not to be yet to kiddush by night.
Not to know, not to know, not to know.
It's a very good. It's a very good. This din, yes, this din of Yotza Moitzi is only if he's ain't a Yachol. If he's unable to do it himself, then I can do it for him. Let's say he doesn't know how to say Kiddush. I can say Kiddush and he might see him. But if he knows how to say Kiddush himself, so it's not proper lachatchila for me to say the Kiddush for him, let the guy say his own Kiddush. Yeah, so let's say I have lo shofar for the person in the hospital, because they know how to say their own bracha. If it's a woman, they cannot say the bracha for the woman, because she's not mechuyev to kiyah shofar. So there's no din of arvus, I should say a bracha for her. Yeah, but still there's no argument for the woman. But if it's a man, and he's mukhif to hear the kiyas, and he's mukhif to have a bracha, if he knows how to recite the bracha himself, the proper thing is he should say the bracha himself. If he does know how to say the bracha himself, then you can allow Yotza Moitzi, then I can say the bracha for him. If there's no harvest for women, then I couldn't blow a second time for the women. That's right. Then the woman wouldn't be Yotza. We assume not so. The common practice is that a man who was Yotza Tkiyas and Shul goes and he blows for his figure. He blows for his grandmother at home. We assume not so. We assume that there is harvest for women. At least halfway. The men for women, we certainly assume that there's harvest. Even women for men, Rabbi Kivegan says, there's also harvest on those mitzvahs that they make. That's a question.
That's
a big machlokes in Rishonim. Are you permitted to carry the shofar in the street on behalf of a woman? Because the women are not mechuyev, right? The tour quotes a machlokes about that. We pass the mutter. We pass them. That's called tzara hayom tzar. We pass them that lo shofar for women. Okay. No, you can say that it's only Eichel Nefesh Mamish, if Tzorach HaYom Tzas means it's a real religious need. But if it's neither a physical need nor a religious need, just a spiritual need. And it's a mitzvah. At the end, they're not mechuyim. So that's a machlokes. So Maharam Rutenberg was machlokes. He held that it's forbidden to carry the shofar in the street on behalf of a woman. To carry for a man is mutter, but to carry a lulav or a shofar that a woman should be yotzei, it's called shlova tzorach la. And then it goes to mitzvah hakel, like the other Rishon, machlokes in the Rishon.
What was the case
of
Rosh?
Rosh talks about a woman benching to be moitzi a man who ate on the assumption that women are potter from Birchas HaMozim and Atar. Gemara has a shaila where the women are mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMozim and Atar with the Rabbanon. And it's sad that you assume the women are only obligated to recite Birchas HaMozim with the Rabbanon, they will not be able to bench to be moitzi men. So the Rosh asks, why not say Yotza Moitzi? He says, no, there's no orbis by women. But Rabbi Kivegan says it doesn't mean anything, it just means that if you assume that women are potter from benching, so there's no orvis for anybody. It's not because they're women men. If women are potter from benching, so there's no obligation on their part to seek with that the men are yet to bench. It's an obligation out of mitam harbatas hatayr, mitam yiddishkeit. It's a general obligation. Baruch hashayokim is divrei Torah. It's a different mitzvah, but it's not a chiluk of that mitzvah. So they're not called mechuyev b'davar on that mitzvah. Right. It's a different mitzvah. Baruch hashayokim is divrei Torah. It's a bracha to anyone who seeks to it that others fulfill it. Yeah, you could lo shofar. You make it just says the reverse. If you have a mitzvah that the woman is potter from, so not only she's potter from that mitzvah, she doesn't have the din of arvus to seek that others should do that mitzvah. You can't say that the woman is mechuyev to lo shofar in order to be mitzvah the men. A woman is potter from shofar, so she's potter from seeing to it that her sons or her husband fulfills kiyas shofar. That's all he says. But he doesn't say that men blowing for women. There's no chiyuv. The woman is not mechuyev, but if the woman wants to, so the man can be mechuyev to the woman. If she's interested in hearing chiyuv, so the man can be mechuyev to the woman. The Torah writes on the Torah, Hashem Elokim Manigulus Lono Benei Ad Olam. Last is called Divrei Torah. Why does it say Ad Olam? Ad Olam. We know all the mitzvahs are the Olam Vod. That's what the most positive means. It's the mitzvahs are binding the Olam Vod. In the Sefer Tzunchemda, he has a very interesting comment on this passage. He says, based on the Maharal Mipra, quoted by the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, Sfeinik Yerudeya. Maharal Mipra says that the Chiyuv Orbis only began Mishav Yisrael HaSayardim when they came over to Eretz Yisrael. And they got to Eretz Yisrael, because the Seid of Orbis is based on the institution of an Umah HaYisrael. If you have a Jewish nation, then you can say, Kol Yisrael HaRegim Zedizeh. Kozman that they're only Yechidim. Yechidim voided it. They should say that there are raising Zedulah. So when did the Klawisov become an Umar Israeli? Yisav Yisrael HaSayyad. When you get a national homeland, then you call the nation. If you don't have a homeland, is it? So one might have thought, that's how the Abnezer points out, one might have thought that Mishigolu Yisrael Meyartzam after the Golu. But just like Kodim Shinich Nisalorus, there was no Dina Varvus. So one might have argued the point that after they left, after they kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, after Bukhud Mbayt Vishen, there should continue to be no Dina Varvus. That's what the Pasuk says, no. And Nicholas Lono Veneno ad Oilon. That the Din of Arbis continues on even through the years of Golos, even though we're no longer in Eretz Yisrael. So the question tack is why? So the question tack is why? But if we don't have Eretz Yisrael, so what unites us as the Umar Yisrael? So now after 1948, there's no question anymore. But in between the year 70 and the year 1948, what do we do for those 1200 years? So the Teretz is that even when Eretz Yisrael wasn't in our hands, it still belonged to us. Loy midboy yikdusha shniya, that we say kitchel shaita and kitchel asi lovoy, that we maintain the kedusha, but even kedusha rishona, which is kitchel shaita, the loy kitchel asi lovoy, we assume that at the time of the chudim bayis rishon, the kedusha saoris was nizbatla, the kedusha was nizbatla. But the moment is the ownership of Eretz Yisrael, our day Klal Yisrael was never nizbatla. Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jewish people throughout all the 70 years of Golos Babel. It was never part of the Bailus. Remember many years ago, right after the Sinai campaign, whenever that was, when was the time of 1956, a long time ago. The Rabbi Gorin came to speak in the yeshiva at that time. He blew shofar in Hasina. He spoke in the yeshiva, so Rabbi Soloveitchik was mechaber him, and he should say a shir. So the Rabbi learned Sanhedrin then, the first prayer. Yeah? Rabbi Gorin said on the hashir on the first Mishnah. We weren't learning that base, he had a shir on the first Mishnah. He said at that time a joke that the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael they had a practice. The high tzur from Rabbanon, when a Talmud Chacham would make a, when a yeshiva bach would make a siyum asichta, that they would throw a party for him. So he said, why in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael they learn very, very slowly. He says, maybe not a place they learn fifth, in Eretz Yisrael they learn so slowly. He said, so big, you can afford to make a party when a guy makes a siyum. If you learn, let's say, in a Hungarian yeshiva, the guy makes a siyum every other day, so the rashi will go broke if you make a party. He says, but in Eretz Yisrael they don't make a siyum. He says to the boys, I don't know where you're holding on shiur, but I'm holding on that base. So he's going to say shiur on that base. So he said that at that time that when the first base HaMikdash was destroyed, not only was the Dusha cancelled, the Bailus of Klal Yisrael was cancelled also, and Eretz Yisrael didn't belong to the Jews. Rav Soloveitchik disagreed with him, and he didn't listen. So the next day, I think he said from Abisa Zalman Melchizedek, that Abisa Zalman says so in the Sefer on the Rav. We have an oath. The next day, after Rabbi Gorin was no longer around, so Rav Soloveitchik says that the Melchizedek Sheshkil Hashem in Kholtim Kovid L'Rav, whenever the Rebbe makes a mistake, you have to speak up, you're not allowed to let it go. Fine, because he wants to repeat again that he thinks that Rabbi Gorin was 100% dead wrong. Chalila b'chalila to say like that, that Eretz Yisrael, we lost our Bailus in Eretz Yisrael, it's not true. That the Jewish people always owned Eretz Yisrael from the days of Avraham Avinu. And if I just go to the Ramayana Kumas, I was the Oka Lerach, but you know, it's Nenu. The Gemara says in Baruch Basad Av Kuf, that Avraham Avinu was going to Eretz Yisrael like Echa Zoche, by walking around. And it wasn't that there was a promise, a Hatoche, and we were going to Eretz Yisrael on the days of Yishuv Benu. We weren't going to the days of Yishuv Benu, there was a Chalukah. But the Gemara says, the Bavli, Yanyi, Yishami, Sayinu Furish, that Eretz Yisrael, Mechzaka, Sayinu, Yavetzeinu, the Moish, Avraham Avinu. And the days of Avraham Avinu belong to the Jewish people. And we maintain that Bailus, even throughout the Golus Rishon and the Golus Shein, it always belonged to the Jewish people. So that's Alpi Pashtus, the Pshat and the Tosin, HaNiglos, Lono, Voneno, Adoylom, even after the Mosa Churban. We're speaking over here about the Tertuch. The Tertuch says it's going to be a Churban, it's going to be a Golus. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that even Adoylom, during the period of the Golus, Eretz Yisrael will still belong to the Jewish people, even if the Kedusha Sarat will be Poka. That's irrelevant, but Eretz Yisrael will still be our Momenus, the nominus of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we all relate to this country, even during the years of Golos, and therefore we do constitute a Klal Yisrael, there's still a din of Klal Yisrael already in Zedin.
But by Teres HaKosu, it belongs to us, even though, by Hilchot Kinyan, during the 70 year, we were kicked out.
Yeshua din adinat kibush mochamed. Adinat kibush mochamed is a universal law that applies in all countries, and whenever one nation conquers another, so the conquering nation wins in its kaina, except for Eretz Yisrael. The Babaji Rebbe, for those who follow the Babaji Rebbe, has a Sicha and partial durations where he comments on the first Rashi. But that's what Rashi seems to say. He quotes many sources in the Gemara that day, speaking in Tanakh. That's so, not like Rabbi Gosh, like Rabbi Salvation. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people from the beginning to the end. We never lost our bailus over Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is unlike all other things in the world that are subject to Kibush Mohammed. Eretz Yisrael is not subject to Kibush Mohammed. Once Avraham Avinu was kainos, the Baruch Hashem said, "That's it." And he made a bris. The Chazon Ish writes in his Seifan Shvi'i. Want to look it up? It's Sin and Chav Falos Chayis Hei. Chazon Ish writes that why did the Baruch Shalom make a haftach? Why did he give a promise to Avraham Avinu that he's going to give merit to Israel after he already made a kinyan with him? Avraham Avinu made the kinyan. What did he give a shvur? That's it. I give you a bar mitzvah present. Chas matanas. I give it to you, and after I give it to you, I swear that it's yours. What do I have to swear? I have it already. You can swear. Yeah, you can swear. No, I have it already. So the answer is, the Chazon Ish says, no, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave it to Avraham Avinu, but then that's not enough. In fact, if I give you something, it will be a Kibush Mohammed, so the conquering, the victorious army will be kind. Kibush Mohammed is kind. The Gemara has been teaching that, the universal principle, the Magdiki that Lama says, so here, after the Baruch Hu gave a Shavua, and made a Kibush Mohammed with Avraham Avinu, after he was kind of Eretz Yisrael, he said, Eretz Yisrael will always belong to you and your descendants, we are not void, notwithstanding Kibush Mohammed. Kibush Mohammed is not Chal on Eretz Yisrael. Because Muhammad can be chal to be mafkiah, the bailus of the individual people. At the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the individual people lost their bailus pratis, but the Klal Yisrael didn't lose their bailus plovis. It always belonged to Klal Yisrael as a nation. So that's al tipashtus, the kavon over here, that hanigulos lono vanenu aroilam la asos, even during this man of the golos, that's what he means aroilam. He's ready after the techecha, where he's prophesying there's going to be a golos. Vayitshem Hashem yal ad masu, yafet v'chem v'ketz of gold, the very previous pasuk. Pasuk comes down. Vayitshem Hashem yal ad masu. Rebbeinu Shem kicked him out and sent him into Golus and says, nevertheless, Hanigulos lasas ad oilam. You have to be ma'asa ala mitzvahs even during this man of Golus. Because even if one should assume that it's Lloyd Kitcher, lost his love boy, but the bailus of Eretz Yisrael still is in the Jewish hand.
If the bailus starts in the time of Adam and Eve, they're going to the Salajic, so then why did they have to wait until they were in the Yalim?
That's a very good question. For us, it's Rachim quotes Mishamelach. I didn't say quotes at Tesis that they didn't have the Sfut Peiris done until Mishal Bisholo Tayari. Achnani Yaz Boris, Rashi writes on the Pesach, Achnani Yaz Boris, that the Roway Lot had no right to graze their sheep in the fields because Achnani Yaz Boris. Look at Achnani Yaz Boris. Avraham Avinu was telling the whole land of it. It belonged to the Jews. So the Rosh Hashanah quotes at Tesis that they owned the karka, but the terrorists, they didn't have the right to have. The Bnei Yisrael didn't have the terrorists yet. So Mishal Yisrael Sayyad, and then they got the karka with the terrorists, Hakal, Bakal, Mikol, Kol, and everything belongs to us. And that was our Oilam. Mishal Yisrael Sayyad, and so the whole Eretz belongs to us, the Oilam was. What? I don't understand. Yeah. From the Rebbeinu Shlom, right. That's what Rashi says in the very first Rashi and Bereshit. So the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, and he's the boss, and he was mocked Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, so the Goyim can't have any kindness. That's why it says Bereshit, Bor Elokim, to write the history of the world from the beginning. That the Rebbeinu Shlom told Avraham Avinu to make a kinyan, and it'll be his. Yeah. It's a different shape. Not relevant to the story. Torah has a din of acharta v'achayim. And it says the Bachar Tavachayim. What is the Bachar Tavachayim? When the Sefer Haredim says the Bachar Tavachayim is the mocker for the din, it's faker the rice of the Chumra. Whenever there's a suffix, you have to go to the Chumra. So you look around in the yeshivas, you see some people who really are very much into this. They're very machmer on everything. Whenever there's any suffix, whenever there's any imaginary suffix, whenever there's any machloikas, they're machmer for both opinions. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quote. The institution of the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that they were choishes to be yotzi, they call Ashitas. the Marshal and Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, it says on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokes, the Rosh quotes the machlokes, whether he says Shachyanu or not. So the Maharam Wittenberg instituted that in order to be sure that they're not saying a bracha about Tola, so you should have a Begit Chodesh or three Chodesh, you have to say Shachyanu anyway. Rachayin and Rachayin, you have a lot of similar things. The Maharam Wittenberg and the Hasidi Ashkenaz introduced this theme in Talocha to the Yetzir Dei Paladei. And in the Mishnah Berurah, you have it to say that like that. Mishnah Berurah, every page in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a machlokes when he says you should do it like that. So the Yetzir Dei Paladei, why do we have the mezuzah taka like that? Because the machlokes Rashi and Abin and Tana has to be straight up or sideways. So the Gemara says, put it slanty, then it's difficult. So you put it slanty. It's also from the Hasidi Ashkenaz. Places in Menachas, right? So you put it slanty, so the Yetzir to shoot. No, but the Gemara says if you put it slanty, it's difficult. Gemara? I don't know. What? The Gemara says if you put it slanty, it's difficult. But if you put it the wrong way, it's no good. So it's not like which way is the wrong way. But to make sure we pass my Rashi straight up and down. But to satisfy Rabbi Tamshi, so what Mahad there to put it slanty. And you do for Chahena Vachena, many things we do like that. Mishnah Berurah made a whole thing out of this. He has on every page, he quotes Machlokes Rishon, Machlokes Tam. He always tells you the best age is to do like that. A lot of times it goes betutza tchuka, it goes b'saveri, b'koishi, do like this and be yaitzi all the shit. Do like that, you know, from all 150 possibilities, so you go like that and be yaitzi all the different sheep. So this sometimes leads people to be antisocial and to be serious and to be a little bit mechanical. Like robots, you know, just look for chumrah, another sheet. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisavah that you're not supposed to be like that. The whole punishment of the Torah is tachas ha-shalavarta, sa-shamachecha, b'simcha, v'tuv leiv, v'mirav ko, that a person, the Iker of Yiddishkeit is that he should be mekayim mitzvahs, v'simcha, v'tuv leiv, you have to be cheerful, you have to have v'simcha tachayim. You can have all the chumrahs you want, but it should be v'simcha. It shouldn't lead a person to be morose and to be antisocial and to be mechanical and to become a robot. That's not what the Baruch Shalom wants. Baruch Shalom wants boss of Adam doesn't want sinning. He wants human beings to be human and to be happy and to be cheerful with life and so on. You have to be careful, and if a person sees that his being machmer is going to lead him to become a morose individual, so it's not for him. So he shouldn't be machmer. He's not cut out for that. He's gonna miss up on a much more important thing. So the Shulchan Aruch many times, if a person is machmer on something, it may sometimes be a mechzik yuhara. It may look like guy. Some people, you don't recommend to everybody that they should read every Mishnah Berurah and be machmer for every sheep. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Those people are going to violate tachas hashelo abarato, the simcha v'tuv leiv merav kof, so it's better that they shouldn't be machmer. It's a big issue. Big issue these days. You have to know when to be machmer and when not to be machmer. You have nitzav mayelech and mitzvah of hakil, that on the sukkah is following the shnas hashmitah, parashat vayelech, Sukkah is following Shemitah, everybody has to come to Beis Hamikdash, and the Melech has to read from the Sefer HaAzara, the special Sefer HaAzara that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There has to be a special Sefer HaAzara, a special status. The Melech has to learn from the Sefer HaAzara. In this pasuk, you see that there's a Kiyum Deraisa, the Shulchan says, you see that there's a Kiyum Deraisa, Kriyas HaTev, even though Kriyas HaTev is only Tafkana of the Rabbanon, Tafkana of Moshe Rabbeinu, Tafkana of Ezra later, he expanded it. The Beis HaLevi writes in his Tshuva and Shemitah that there are two types of Takanah the Rabbanah. Sometimes there's a Takanah the Rabbanah that's only a Kiyum of the Rabbanah. Sometimes there's a Takanah the Rabbanah that's a Kiyum HaMitzvah deraisa. Even if the Chachamim wouldn't have been Misakana, it would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah anyway. Like davening. Tefillah is only the Rabbanah, let's say. So if a person davens on a level of deraisa, the Rabbanah Shalom doesn't listen. He only listens on a level of the Rabbanah. The deraisa, the Rabbanah Shalom doesn't listen, only the Rabbanah. It doesn't make any sense. The Ramban writes and the Beis HaMitzvah. Inyan HaTefillah is certainly deraisa. The Chiyuv HaTefillah is only the Rabbanah. What is Inyan HaTefillah? Either the person davens on a level of deraisa namachuyuv to, but it is a kiyum. There is a kiyum mitzvah. If that person is volunteers to give a korban, he wasn't machuyuv to volunteer that korban, but he gets a kiyum mitzvah. There's such a thing as a voluntary mitzvah. So the same is true for a satara b'tzibur. So yishnas hashmito, you machuyuv to have a satara b'tzibur with a big fanfare, the melech lanes, and the whole party all walks in stairs. Everybody walks in for a minute, and they walk out, and the melech keeps on laning. There, they don't listen to every word. Physically impossible. You can't have bounce by yourself standing in the Azor with a Melech lane. Some of means the Pashup Shah that the Melech stayed in a lane and everybody walks in and walks out. They just walk in for a second and they hear a posse and they walk out. They walk in and hear a posse, they walk out. It's not Shah. What are they going to lane 50 times? Even 50 times you can't lane. He lanes once and everybody walks in and walks out. They keep on rotating. Everybody goes in a little bit. So that's. could be that it's only a hakel. Or one could say, others say not so. Shilta seems so. So Reishik always used to say that Kriyas HaTorah is a kiyum deraisa all the time. Kriyas HaTorah B'tzivah is always a kiyum deraisa. It's only a chiyuv, matzoi ishnas hashmita. But a kiyum it is whenever you have Kriyas HaTorah B'tzivah. The Chazanish writes that since Shviz Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so hakel cannot be a din deraisa Bizman Hazeh. You can't have hakel b'chlav Bizman Hazeh. You don't walk into the Yazor, we're all men. But even if he would be Tahor, but if he wouldn't have Shemitah deraisa, then the hakel wouldn't be deraisa. He doesn't think. It says, b'motzoi ishnas hashmitah. The moed shnas hashmita b'chag ha-sukkah means the sukkah is following shmita. It was just a shmita year, but you didn't have to observe shmita. He doesn't think that's what it means. He thinks if you have to observe shmita ben ha-terah, then the sukkah is following, you have to observe the hakel. But if you didn't have to observe shmita ben ha-terah, then you can't have hakel deraisa. Because man hazeh, we don't have any hakel. Now, b'zeichel ha-hakel. In Yerushalayim, there was an old minhag that the people would go to the Kodesh Lama from Meir Sharm, they would go to the Kodesh Lama Ravi with the little children, the chalamai sukkahs, and they would learn from a chumash, the sukkah. They have a zeichel ha-hakel. Later in Parshas Vayelech, the Torah has another mitzvah. Kisvah lachem ha-shashir ha-zos, lamdes b'nei sosim ha-bifim. The Gemara in Masech ha-Sanhedrin, in the second parak, learns that from this pasuk, that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, incumbent upon each and every Jewish person to write a sefer Torah, to commission a sefer to write a sefer Torah on his behalf. Even though it says kisvah lachem ha-shashir ha-zos, and ha-shir is referring to ha-zinu, somehow or another, the Gemara understood that the obligation includes that you mechuyev to write the whole Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end. That's the question, how do you know? But the Rambam says the comment, and the Shagun Sari Pine is on the Rambam. The question, how do they know that Shira Zaz refers to everything from Bereshit to the end of the Yenin Kol Yisrael? Everyone goes on Aziz, he says it goes on everything. The Torah quotes in the name of his father, the Rosh, in Yeruday, Hilchos Sefer Torah, why don't people observe this mitzvah of Zeranaz? Only wealthy people commission a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. Most people don't write their own Sefer Torah. The Torah says in the name of the Rosh that Bizman Hazeh will yotze with writing svarim, with buying printed svarim. Why? Because all get around mitzvah is to learn from the Sefer Torah, Kishvah and the Sefer Torah, Lam Dizmei Sosim Ufim. The whole idea of having a Jewish library is to read the book, not just to have it there, to read the book. And Bizman Hazeh, nobody reads the Sefer Torah. What do people read? Art scroll. So you only yotze the mitzvah if you have art scroll. The machloik is between the Beis Yosef and the Bach, what did the Rosh mean to say? Does he mean that Bizman Hazeh, you don't have to write a Sefer Torah, you just have to buy art scroll? It means no. In addition to the Sefer Torah, you also have to get the Jewish press and the art scroll and the Tzenever and whatever else you go, you plan to use. But you can't say that the whole mitzvah Sefer was Mishtaneh. You no longer have to write a Sefer Torah. That's a machlok. So there's some Sefer Tainus against those who understood the Rosh to mean that Bizman Hazeh, the whole mitzvah is Mishtaneh. Some Sefer was fighting against the reform movement. So he said, but reform? What do you mean? The Torah has a mitzvah to have a library, and the purpose of the Jewish library is in order to read the books. The Bizman Hazeh that we don't read in the Sefer Torah, we read in printed books. So you're not yet to the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah at all. Bizman Hazeh, the whole mitzvah changes. You can say the same sukkah, the idea of sukkah to demonstrate X, Y, Z. So Bizman Hazeh, we should sit in a sukkah, we should walk with umbrellas. You can change every mitzvah like that. Say Bizman Hazeh, take the kavanas on mitzvah and say that Bizman Hazeh, we should have a different form of the kima mitzvah. This is Chalila, happen to be the pshat and the Rosh. The Rosh meant to say that Bizman Hazeh is a lo maspik to write a Sefer Torah. It's not enough, it's not sufficient. You have to write a Sefer Torah and buy the printed form. So the Minkacha has in his chivas, in Minchas Aluzer, he says no. Says that some Sefer is wrong. Says the other pshat in the Rosh is the correct pshat. Because Yamed Bar Mamurim, when do you say that Loi Dashin and Taimed Ikroah? That the svare, the tam ha-tere, the tam for the mitzvah doesn't regulate the kiyam ha-mitzvah. That's only when the Torah doesn't write the tam ha-mitzvah decision. The Torah writes the tam ha-mitzvah right in conjunction with the mitzvah. It says, kish lachem ha-sashir ha-zos, for what purpose? Lam des b'nei sofim ha-mitzvah. Since the tam ha-mitzvah is written mefurish next to the mitzvah, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second parak that even the Rabbana and the Rav Shimon who hold loy dashin and time in the Torah would agree. They would say here that Tashina time of the cross, that the time of the mitzvah regulates the kima mitzvah. So that's why the Rosh says that Bizman Hazeh, that nobody in his right mind sits and reads from a Sefer Torah. We read from printed Svarim, we read from Tanakh, we read from art scroll, whatever, Gemara, Mishnah, Mishnah Guru. We don't know who sits and reads from a Sefer Torah to learn Torah. So therefore, you wouldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bizman Hazeh with a Sefer Torah. You'd only be Mekayim with written and printed Svarim. That's what the Minchas Alos is Miyashir Ozi. That's what he says. You wouldn't be yotze if you'd write a Sefer Torah. Only if you write the svarim that we use. That's machloek, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, what did the Rosh mean? Machloek is the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Aluzer, who's right? Beis HaLevi has the same as the Minchas Alozah with respect to, on this post, with respect to a different kasha. The Rambam says that each and every male Jew is obligated to write his prayer, but women are exempt from this mitzvah. So the Shavasari has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Rambam. He says, Naicha Taisa, what? The mitzvah says, why should women be kasha? So you'll say, because the women are possible, because these are Shaita Torah. The Gemara says, in Gittin, Daphne, hey, that if a Nisha, right, she says the Torah is possible. Because the Kshat Mokzaf, the Mishayish, the Bikshir, Yesh, the Mitzvah, a woman is possible from Tfilin, so therefore she's possible for Tzvah, Shaita Torah, Tzvah, and Mizvah. So he says, she'll engage a male Sefer to write the Shaita Torah. I say a Klal, the Gemara has a Klal in Nazir, the Kol Mil Sadiyah, the Matri Yav, the Shaliyah, the Matri Mashri, if you are unable to do the Mitzvah, if you are unable to do something yourself, you are also unable to appoint a Shtir to do it for you. The Achranim explain why it really shouldn't apply over here. It doesn't make any sense that it should apply based on the way Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon Shkrop, and the way it's always understood in the yeshiva, it shouldn't apply here. Also, the Yilam Atzav Shlosham Atzav shouldn't apply. So that's what the Shagazai says. The Rambam is wrong. The Chiyuv, the writer says, the Torah is just as obligatory upon the women as it is upon the men. So what's Taka the Mokka to the Rambam? They say, maybe he has in his Tshuvas, Chelagal from above, he has a Tshuva where he explains the Rambam. Because the Torah says this the purpose of writing says the Torah is the Talmud Torah, and the women, we know, are part of the Talmud Torah. There's not a secret. Women are part of it, and the male are part of it, and Sivas are safer. All Sivas are safer, is for the purpose of Talmud Torah. And here, since it's the time of the Kruah is written in the Pasuk, there's no foolish in the Torah the reason for the mitzvah. Here, everybody knows. Here, the Rabban and the Rav Shimon will agree that Darshin and time of the Kruah, that the reason for the mitzvah should regulate the applicability of the mitzvah whenever the reason doesn't apply. The mishnah doesn't apply.
How much
to
write in the Torah?
That's a big machlokes in the Paskim. The Sri Yesh quotes a lot of Acharonim who talk about that. Ayin Yotzei say the Torah b'shutfus. The Gemara in the end of Chulin has a club. Whenever it says lachem, that means that the mitzvah, the din applies b'shutfus. Whenever it says lachor, means it doesn't apply b'shutfus. The Gemara goes through a series of sukkim. And on this passage, the Gemara doesn't say anything. Rata kisvah lachem, as a shir also. The Sama Charim said, well, the Gemara gave the rule, so you apply it on your own. It says, kisvah lachem. Lachem means b'shutfis, to indicate that you can fulfill a mitzvah, kisvah lachem, b'shutfis. If you get many people together, and everybody writes one ice, or everybody sponsors the writing of one ice, all together b'shutfis, to pay for the kisvah lachem, so everybody's here to the mitzvah b'shutfis. And other Gedolim taina that even though the Gemara gives you the rule when it says lachem, it's tzitzis, the shutfis, when it says lachos, not the shutfis, you have no right to apply the Gemara's rule in additional cases. The Gemara gives you the drushes, when they darshan, when they don't darshan, when they shetages, and truma, and mezuzah. The Gemara has 10-15 sukkim. The Gemara doesn't say anything about this, so we don't know how to darshan. We have lost the art of darshaning sukkim. And even though the Gemara told us what the rule is, maybe there's some reason or another why the rule doesn't apply here. Right. The Minhas Sinach is that kasha. So the Gemara says shutfish is no good. The Minhas Sinach suggests maybe that Gemara in Bava Basra that says that shutfish is no good. The lula v'shaloi kahalacha. He says that maybe we should pass that shutfish is good. It's against all everything in the Shulchan Aruch. The Minhas Sinach is no that kasha. So this is a dion in Achrayim. Are you yotz in the midst of Siva Sefer Torah? There's a lot of literature on that. So the Minchas Aluza and the Beis HaLevi say no, that the mitzvah is only for the purpose of learning it. The person doesn't learn, isn't it?
No, it's
just
that
it has to be something that you're going to learn from. But it could be stuff the person never learned from. I don't know. The Ramban, in the beginning of Nitzav, I forgot to mention, Ramban has about the Kris's bris. He suggests that maybe just like at Har Sinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu brought special korbanos for the purpose of the Kris's bris. In the end, the Parshas Mishpat, and maybe here too in Parshas by the Arvis Moya, the bris in Arvis Moya, and it says it's a Kris's bris. The Avachah B'ris Hashem Lakech of Yolosoy. Maybe this was the same as in Har Sinai that they brought the same type of korbanos. The Chiddush, the Ramban in the beginning of the first Aliyah Mitzvah. Normally, whenever you have two Sedras, there are two Minhagim in the Rishonim, whether you say the Haftarah of the first Sedra or the Haftarah of the second Sedra. Abu Dram quotes the Dumin Olam. Our meaning is that we always say the Haftarah of the second Sedra. and you have mekubarim except for a few a few exceptions, right? So here's one of the exceptions we come here. Because we want to have the Shev Din Achemta, so we learn the Haftarah of Sari Sotis Bashem this Shabbos, and then Shabbos Shukim, we're going to learn Haftarah of Shuv Yisrael. That's Shukim. Very few exceptions. We have special reasons by once in a long while. When is the
Chuppah?
Yeah. There are only two. I think there are only two exceptions. This and one. Some places have an administrative person. No, okay, that's all. It's your status or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes. In the Haftarah, which comes from the end of Sefer Yeshaya, I'll close with this. But it's both promises. Nishba Hashem b'yimino, Israel uzoi. Nathan is going to hold Michael Yoivaya. He's not going to let the enemy eat up our tzvua that we planted. Nishba b'nei nechati roshe, Asher yagato. We had to work to make this wine, and the enemy is going to drink it no more. Can the asrov yachluhu? The b'nei Israel will eat it. The hiluas Hashem b'preis hakadosh baruch hu. The kaptov yishtuhu, and those who gather together will drink the wine. The chatzus kachi in the azar. We're going to drink wine. You're allowed to drink wine in the azar. Ashas the Yain is not allowed to enter the Azar. As the Pasuk says, not going to let the goyim drink our wine. We're going to drink the wine in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chatzos Kach Tachpilei Tvoyim. How can it be? The disciple of the son has in his Sefer, time of the Krua. He asks this Kash, he doesn't understand what Pshat. So he suggests, everything has his Aldera HaKalita. So he suggests based on a Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara says in Zvachim that there is an institution of Lishkas HaBnei Bachol of Psuchas HaKodesh. The Azara had Kedushas HaZara, and then on the side of the Azara, the area had Kedushas HaRabayis, but they had rooms that opened up into the Azara. So if the only way to enter the room is through the Azara, and there's no other entrance from Mibachut, then with respect to certain dinim, it has a din like the Azara. With respect to certain other dinim, it doesn't have a din like the Azara. You're permitted to eat Kochi Kochi there, and there's no Isur of Tamik in the Nishnas there. I just tell me there, you can stay there. No, we said tell me there. Some of the things more all bases everything on psukim. And the Gemara is darshan some of these psukim, some of these differences from the fact that in the Chumash it says sometimes the chatzor is kachi. Such a phrase. Instead of saying chatzor, it says chatzor. Chatzor means one chatzor, one azara. Chatzor al mal yechlu. One azara. But if you speak about chatzor, what is chatzor? You must be referring to the lishkos on the side, because you can make as many as you want. There's only one azara. There's only one yeshiva university. There's only one azara, but there are many chatzos on the side. So the disciple of some suggests that maybe that's the beer over here, that they're going to drink wine not in the azara, but in the lishkos abunes pachol psufas akech. No, no. So one azara. Okay. Put the shabbos everybody. Who's going to be here the shabbos? Which rabbi is here the shabbos? Rabbi. Everybody's invited. To send shabbos to Rabbi Reichman. Get the shabbos over.